You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
In our SME feature this week, we speak all things skin. Yes, Amy Skin is a skincare range made from the Moringa tree, and it is growing in leaps and bounds. We find out all about Amy Skin. You can just imagine the scent. You can just imagine how it feels on your skin. Amelia Rampadi is the founder of Amy Skin, and she joins us now to talk about her journey in this particular industry. Thank you very much, ma'am, for your time this evening. Let's talk about where this all started for you.
Thank you very much, and good afternoon to all the listeners. Yes, the journey started when I was still in high school, whereby I had a challenge with my skin. I tried everything and couldn't find any solution. The main problem was every time after bathing, my skin will start itching. So I couldn't get help anywhere, either from professional doctors or wherever you may think of. Then I decided to try the herbs. When I tried the herbs, yes, they reduced the itchiness. But later, one day I was attending a seminar and I had two ladies, they were sitting next to me. They were talking about the health benefits of Moringa. And then I was like, wow, what is this tree all about? What is this Moringa? Let me Google. Then I started Googling. Then I realized that, wow, this is the miracle plant. I said, let me try this plant and see if it can work. I said, the question was, how am I going to use this plant on my skin? Mm. So what I did, I decided to start with petroleum jelly. I manufactured Moringa petroleum jelly. Then I started using it after bathing. Then, wow, my skin started not itching like it used to. And then later, all the itchiness went away. I was so happy. Sure. And then I said, wow, this means I can also help other people who are suffering from similar skin challenges. Then I decided to give few people. They tried and they even used on their kids, only to find that the petroleum jelly also helps with ringworms. Those kids who are having ringworms, yeah, it helped them. I said, oh, yes, I have found my gold. Let me turn this into business.
You definitely have found your gold and you've now turned it into your business. I mean, tell us about what the founding phases or the development phases of the business. How did you start making it an actual business?
Yes, what I did, I said, okay, I'm not a chemical engineer. Let me go and find someone who can assist me. Then I sent an email to CSIR. I explained everything to them as I've explained. And then I asked them to help me to develop the whole face and body range of Moringa skincare product. And they accepted my proposal. Then they assisted me in developing all my facial care range, my body care range. And then they even tested. So all our Moringa products are dermatologically tested. Mm. So that's how the development started.
Mm. What products do you offer? You spoke about this initially, well, the petroleum jelly treating ringworms. And then you've since expanded. Tell us more about your products.
Yes, we have face cream, we have face wash, we have face toner, we have Moringa bar soap. But our Moringa bar soap was not tested by CSIR. It was done at ARC. That's where they assisted me. Yes, and we also have body lotion for your whole blood. All these products, they help your skin to glow. Also helps with stretch marks because we also have Moringa tissue oil. They also help with black spots and your pimples.
Where can we find
acne,
your products?
Actually, we are on all social media platforms as AmiSkin Moringa products. They can access our product online, also at Macro Online, Macro Market Online. They can send us WhatsApp on 072-77-05040. We'll respond. Then we also courier our product nationwide. And we also sell, our products are also available in Zimbabwe. We have distributors because our initial business model was direct selling, whereby we have distributors who are buying and selling. But after COVID, because we've experienced serious challenges whereby we had to downgrade and also shut down our Namibian office, so we decided to also go into retail. So in Limpopo, our products are available in pharmacies around Polokwane and one in Tzaneen.
And this now not only moved from you needing to solve a problem that you faced personally to you then providing a solution for others, but also employment creation, right? Especially in a country like ours. So tell us how you managed to create employment for others.
Oh yes, before COVID, our business was doing very, very well because we had over 300 agents, people who were buying and selling, and 95% of those people were women. So what we do, we offer them products at wholesale price, and then they make between 80 and 100% profit. And again, every year we'll have annual events whereby whoever wants to attend, we'll invite them, especially our distributors. They'll come attend, we'll motivate them, we'll give them gifts, we'll just have a good time with them, actually. So, yes, and we manufacture all of our products ourselves. But again, what we did this year, because after COVID, COVID came with a lot of challenges. So we decided to add other products to our range because we have women who are saying, no, we want to have complexion. Yes, we're not bleaching, but they want something that can offer them a quicker solution rather than to use the product for a month. Then what we did, we went to Kemin. At Kemin, they assisted in us into product improvement, and they also developed a new product. We also have carrot product range.
Amelia, thank you so much for your time this evening and all the best with the business. Amelia Rampadi is the founder of Amy Skin.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.